say, yeah, I got one, but he'll never prophesy me nothing good. He ain't never told me nothing good. Bring him on in anyway. Let's see what he got to say. Hey, shall I go up and return victorious? Ahab, if you return at all, God ain't spoke to me. I'd lock him up. Didn't I tell you he wouldn't prophesy nothing good? One man out of 400 had enough nerve to stand up and tell what God said. So the downward road is crowded. You don't worry about what the downward road is doing. If one man stand up and tell you what the Bible say, that ought to be good enough. God said it.
You have been enjoying the Word of Truth broadcast ministry of God's Holy Temple, Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, with Bishop Willie Perry. You can contact Bishop Willie Perry by writing Word of Truth, P.O. Box 8592, Dallas, Texas, 75339. Services at God's Holy Temple are held Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m., Saturdays at 10:30 a.m., and Sundays at 10 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. Phone by dialing area code 214-371-7010 or 972-217-1255.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Good afternoon. This is Brother Gaspy again. Last week I talked a little bit about me. I'm not going to get in too much into me anymore. Today, I want to talk about why it's important to know the deceptions that Satan is doing. Satan is our enemy. He is the enemy of all mankind, especially those of us who are in the body of Christ. And his time is short. He wants to destroy you any way he can. You see, we have what Satan wanted. Satan wanted to be like God. He wanted to overthrow God's throne. He wanted to be the ruler of this universe, which he could never be. He is a created being. He was one of the most powerful angels in God's organization. He was one of the most powerful ones. He was anointed cherub, and he wanted to be like God, and God made man in his image and likeness, and he hated that. And not only that, Satan was God made him the God of this world, and he is still the God of this world. Jesus acknowledged that in John 16, I think it is, or 14. He acknowledged that Satan was the God of this world, and said he has nothing in me. You see, if Satan can get you to anything that he can do to stop you from knowing the Word of God, he'll do it, because this is the only thing that intimidates Satan, is the Word of God. That's what Jesus defeated him with, and that's what we're going to have to defeat him with. Now, Jesus died on the cross, and this is what most of the church teaches, that Jesus died. Yes, he died. And he said he did it all. He did do it all. He did all that he was going to do, and he left. He gave us the power to overcome this turbulence that we're going to run into in this life. Life is not going to be a bed of roses for anybody. And I guess I'm kind of backwards, but I feel sorry for anybody that's never had to overcome anything in this life, because if you get everything that you want the way you want it, and enjoying your toys and things, you forget about the one that provided these things for you. Jesus died so we could have eternal life. Now that you got it, what you gonna do with it? You know, that's just like I said about late in one of my earlier programs. Was talking about the Emancipation Proclamation. Abraham Lincoln signed that Emancipation Proclamation, but he did not go to school for you. And he did not go do your job for you. He just made the opportunity for you to do it. Even though they promised us 40 acres and a mule, we never got the 40 acres or the mule. But somehow we managed to get the mule and some acres too, in spite of the fact that they did not give it to us. But that's the problem with most of us. We still want that slave mentality. Gimme. My name is Jimmy. But now, see, there is no free lunch in this life. No free lunch. Everything is going to cost you one way or another. It's going to cost you some time. It's going to cost you some blood, sweat, and tears. And there's no getting around that. Some of us are fortunate to be born into families that have material things. But like I said, I've had some material things. I've had some of the best of material things and learned how to earn it, honestly. You know, but... I didn't know how to live, so I wasted the little thing that I had, and this is what Satan wants us to do, is to enjoy the things, the beautiful things that he can give us in this life, and the real thing that we should be pursuing is the Word of God, because he promised us everlasting life. You have time to do anything your heart desire, if you got from now on, but if you got a limited time, you want to enjoy this right now. You say that's the way Satan tricks us. He goes, well, you don't have to wait. You can have this right now. Okay, you got this right now, but you missed the real thing that you really need to live the everlasting life. See, Jesus came and died so we could have the power to overcome these situations, because in this new life that God has promised us, we will have to live by his rules and regulations. If you don't get to know some of these rules now, you're going to be in trouble when you get on that other side. That's where Jesus said there's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth because of the fact that we do not know his way. And his way is the only way. And Satan is trying everything he can. He will do anything and everything. He comes to kill, to steal, and to rob. He's so stupid. He's intelligent. Now, don't get me wrong. He's intelligent in his way. Because he can give you all these things, but he knows these things not going to last. He's not going to last either. And he knows that his time is short. His kingdom is coming down. And if we consider the whole picture, there should be no doubt that this is Satan's world rather than God's. Paul even refers to him in Galatians 1:4 as this present age. However, Satan will not always dominate planet Earth. Bible prophecy reveals that an astounding series of events will shake our world as never before and usher in a new age. A thousand-year era under the reign of Jesus Christ in the kingdom of God. That's Matthew 6:10, Luke 21:31. You can find that. This good news of the coming kingdom of God is at the heart of God's teaching. Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." The transition from Satan's domination of the earth to Jesus Christ will rule will neither be easy nor painless. The prophet Daniel described it as a time of distress, such as has not happened from the beginning of nations until then. That's Daniel 12:1, NIV. Christ stated that no human being would survive if God did not intervene in worldly affairs to establish his kingdom. ousting Satan from his control over humanity. That's Matthew 24, 21 through 22. As the end of Christ's early ministry drew near, the disciples asked him when the events leading to his kingdom's establishment would occur. Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? That's Matthew 24, 3. Jesus summarized the trends and events that would characterize that time. A quick review of the list reads remarkably like today's headlines. Jesus responded, "Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." Verse 4 and 5, King James Version. He is speaking here of widespread false religion in his name, the great false Christianity. Jesus continued, "You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in various places. All these things are the beginning of sorrows." Now we see these things happening now. We have earthquakes. We got earthquakes in places that we never thought there would be an earthquake. And some devastating, they got these tsunamis. If tsunamis come up, all these things are the beginning of sorrows. And it's like I said, brothers and sisters, there's no time to be playing games, especially with this Christianity thing. There's no time to be playing anyway, you know. Of course, I never learned to play. I never was a teenager. I went from adolescence to adulthood. When I was 13, I started on my own and been there ever since. Thank God that he answers prayer. I prayed once when I was about 8 years old for God to let me have some fun when I was young. When I get old, I'd get religion and go to heaven. I didn't know how stupid that prayer was, but God answered that prayer. And I'm reminded all the time of that promise. We shouldn't make promises to God that we're not going to keep, because he's going to hold you responsible for your promises. And Satan will have you to think that going to church every Sunday, paying your tithes, and go home lay your Bible on the TV and find the remote, turn the TV on, the radio, or whatever else you got, and you're all right, because Jesus did it all. You can go on and enjoy your life. Go on and enjoy your life. You know, you only live once. But this is a deception of Satan. He'll have you believing that you got it, you got it. You know, and as long as you neglect this word of God, and this is all that I'm really trying to get you to do. I'm not trying to start a church. I'm not trying to start a religion. I'm not selling any oil. I'm not selling prayer cloths or any of that. I just want to get people to understand this word of God it's very important that we learn this. The most important, matter of fact, it should be the first thing in your life is to learn the word of God. It's the beginning of wisdom is the word of God. The beginning of knowledge is the word of God. Wisdom is the principal thing, so says Solomon. But get wisdom and understanding. If all you're getting, get understanding. Understand the word of God, but you have to read it. Before you can understand it, you got to read it. And if you don't read it, you can't understand it. If you don't understand it, you won't do it. And if you don't do it, God says there are repercussions. You're not going to receive the promises that you think you're going to receive. It's easy to get people in the church by telling them God did everything. Oh, you don't have to do nothing. All you got to do is come here, shake the preacher's hand, go on home. Yeah, come back next Sunday and bring your donation, whatever. But that's not going to get it, brothers and sisters. You're going to have to do what the Word of God says.